This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For the U.S. and other countries from the Beijing Olympics. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope that you have weathered the storms that some may have experienced. Wow. The snow, the sleet, the ice. And if you're not in that large swath of what has slammed into the United States, lucky you. I certainly wasn't one of those people. It was icy cold, still is. And snowy in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where our satellite facility is and where I am. I feel like I'm at the mothership in Minneapolis, frankly. It is so cold. And a lot of people are experiencing power outages. But knock, knock on this microphone, not like last year when people died, the grid collapsed, and it was just nightmarish, and the whole country was watching what was going on. In Texas, there was a tornado in Alabama and a lot of nasty, nasty weather. We'll get to that. But first, the Olympics is underway. The opening ceremonies haven't happened yet, but they're getting ready for the opening ceremonies. Three-time men's figure skating world champion Nathan Chen had a great short program on Friday to open the competition at the Beijing Games when it comes to figure skating. And we've seen other preliminary runs, etc., in some of the big winter sports. It is sad to say that one of the, I think, more important athletes for the female hockey team for the U.S., Brianna Decker, is out of the game. She left on a stretcher during a preliminary round with a win over Finland on Thursday. This was just into the first period. She was tied up by a defender with her left leg trapped under her opponent. They fell to the ice. She screamed and could not put weight on her leg. So she is okay. She's on crutches, but she will not be back on the ice. What a bummer, because the 30-year-old Wisconsin alum had 170 points in 146 games for the U.S. national team. Beijing was her third Olympics. She scored 9 points in 10 previous games. So we're going to hear a lot about what is happening at the Olympics and, of course, the behind the scenes, because the atrocities that have gone on in China, we've talked about it on this show many, many times. It's not being ignored by the network that is covering the Olympics, the host network anyway, that would be NBC Universal. And there are questions about some of the serious practices in China, and there were many that wanted to boycott these Olympics. So that's some of what we'll get into as we go through the Olympics in the days to come, what the reaction of the world has been to China. You know, in the meantime, it is really happening when it comes to what's going on in Russia, or with Russia and the Ukraine. And I would say it's almost shocking, but it's not shocking. It's the Russians trying to fabricate something that will make the world think, oh, well, this is, of course, this is why they're invading. But it's much too late for that. The U.S. is accusing Russia of planning this fabrication to attack the Ukraine. Once you hear this story, it does sound like a movie script. They're apparently were going to have a fake video. They were going to shoot a fake video with actors, etc., that would build on some of their recent disinformation campaigns. The plan, which the U.S. is hoping to spoil by making this very, very public, involves staging and filming an attack by the Ukrainian military, either on Russian territory or against Russian-speaking people in the eastern Ukraine. Russia would then allegedly intend to use this video to accuse the Ukraine of genocide against Russian-speaking people, then use the outrage over the video to justify an attack or have separatist leaders in the eastern Ukraine invite a Russian intervention. So the U.S. wouldn't release any direct evidence of the Russian plan or specify how they learned of it, saying it would compromise their sources and methods. But a recent disinformation campaign focused on false accusations of genocide and efforts in the Russian parliament to recognize breakaway governments in the Ukraine, that lent credence to this intelligence. So if carried out, the Russian operation would be just another expansion of the propaganda they pump out there that American intelligence officials and outside experts in other arenas have said they've been pushing on social media, on conspiracy sites, and with state-controlled media, really, since November. So get a load of this. The video was intended to be very elaborate. Graphic images of a staged corpse-strewn aftermath of an explosion, footage of destroyed locations. The video was also going to include fake Ukrainian military equipment, Turkish-made drones, and actors playing Russian-speaking mourners. Wow. It's a good thing, I think, that this has been pumped out there. How many people will pay attention to it? That is what is key. The Brits did their own analysis of the intelligence, and they say they have high confidence that Russia was planning to engineer a pretext to blame the Ukraine for an attack. So where does that leave us? At this point, the U.S. and NATO, they're at the ready and waiting to see what the next move will be by Russia. So this one was shot down, so to speak, I think, because I don't believe that they'll roll this out now because of what has been uncovered. As I mentioned at the top, I know it's been a rough day for lots of people who have been in the middle of this crazy ice wild storm. It is a storm that has canceled thousands and thousands of flights, more than a foot of snow in the Midwest and 2 feet in the Rockies. So some that are not used to this are very hesitant to drive in, and I think that's a good thing. Airports that were impacted in Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth, an American Airlines hub, canceled 548 flights, 57% of their schedule. Austin, 76% of their schedule, which is like 200-some flights. Dallas Love, another Southwest hub, another airport in Dallas, Texas, they just cut out 85% of their schedule. But there were disruptions and continue to be across the Midwest. St. Louis, Indianapolis, Columbus, Cincinnati, Cleveland, all disrupted because of the weather. Heavy snow started falling Tuesday. More than 20 inches piled up in the Colorado Springs area. We talked about that earlier this week. Parts of Illinois inundated with more than a foot of snow. Indiana, 11 inches. It's just been very miserable, I think, this past weekend through to this week. And like I said, for those of you not experiencing it and getting, like our friends in California, 60-degree temperatures plus, good for you. Mic drop coming up next.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
When you have an incredible amount of money, riches fit for a king. Maybe you think you're a king. Jeff Bezos, who started off with the whole book idea and then started Amazon, and of course you know what that kingdom has become. It's the go-to for everybody, right? Oh, I can't get a go-to Amazon. You can get whatever you need. You can get something for plumbing in your house, and it can be sent to you overnight, especially if you have Prime, which, by the way, is going up. So it's no surprise when, let's face it, you're at that level, right? You're at that level of money that is just pouring in from every which way that you can imagine, that you want it bigger, badder, immediate, whatever it is. So this is Jeff Bezos. He is having a super yacht that's being built, a $485 million super yacht by Oceano Shipyards in the Netherlands. It's going to pass through the port city there to make room for the yacht. The middle section of the huge steel bridge has to be removed. Now, Bezos is going to pay for the deconstruction of the bridge. The city's mayor, where this is happening, in where the yacht is being built, they're aware of it. They agreed to the dismantling of the bridge, and they say it's created several jobs for the community and the bridge, and it'll quickly be rebuilt to its original form afterwards. It's the only route to the sea. It's the only route to the sea. This long yacht is 417 feet long. So it's a big one. I just want to really paint this picture of the super yacht for you. So the bridge, by the way, is not just some ordinary bridge. It's the Koningsskavenberg Bridge, which was built in 1878 and was reconstructed after being bombed by the Nazis in 1940 during World War II. Mic drop. Yeah, did you hear the horn there? That was Jeff Bezos' horn. Get out of my way. I will pay for the bridge to be deconstructed and then reconstructed again. And hey, you know, we're going to have jobs created. So there's a lot of people that can't be happy about that because that's a chunk of history and a very sad chunk of history. Again, this bridge was bombed by the Nazis. And so then it was reconstructed. There's a lot of heartache there. Think of what this bridge meant back in 1878, how badly they needed it and what it supplied to people. I don't know. There's something about, let me just reconstruct the history of the whole thing. So I'm going to say, I'm going to call kind of foul on that. I know you have to do that, right? If you have a ship being built and if you got to move a few things, you move a few things. But I don't know, moving a slice of history like that, Now, this could have been the mic drop moment as well. Mattress Mack is a Texas salesman, Mattress Mack. He sold a lot of mattresses, right? He's a Houston furniture salesman. He's known all over the place. And he's known to place very big hedge bets time and time again. But this is the biggest single wager he's ever placed. You ready for this? Jim Mattress Mack McInvale, I think that's how you say it, drove across the Texas border into Louisiana, pulled over at a gas station, logged onto his mobile betting account with Caesars Sportsbook, and placed $4.5 million in bets on the underdog Cincinnati Bengals at plus 170 odds to upset the favored Los Angeles Rams in the upcoming Super Bowl. If Cincinnati does upset the Rams, the bet would net him $7.7 million. Wow. He had to make like 20 $200,000 bets to make it work. That's how he did it. And he said, because he was on ESPN, he said, I want to thank Caesars for taking it. Caesars Sportsbook said it was the second largest bet the company has ever, ever taken on the Super Bowl, eclipsing a $4.9 million money line bet at minus 900 odds on the heavily favored St. Louis Rams to beat the New England Patriots in a Super Bowl where, if you remember, the Patriots won 2017. So they probably like that. But this is the single biggest mobile wager of all time. I love the hashtag, bet like a Caesar, because he is betting like a Caesar on this one, right? Does he believe in the Joe Burrow magic? It's pulling fans in, right? Especially people with roots in Louisiana in some sense. Remember the LSU with Joe Burrow, all that stuff. A lot of people listening to us in the great state of Louisiana. And so this is the deal. He often uses, by the way, the better. He often uses the king of Houston's mattresses, the Houston furniture salesman, Mattress Mack. He often does this, meaning he uses sports betting to mitigate his risk on furniture giveaways. So, for example, this past baseball season, he spread around $13 million in bets on the Houston Astros to win the World Series while offering to refund anyone who spent more than $3,000 in furniture at his store. The Astros, of course, lost in the World Series. He says he'll be doing it again on his bet on the Bengals, refunding anyone who spends $3,000 on furniture if Cincinnati wins the Super Bowl, right? Now, he did bet $3.46 million on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on last year's Super Bowl as part of a promotional giveaway. So this is, you know, kind of what he does. But that is a big bet. I love that he had to pull over, go in his car, and then make these bets. So I'm just going, you know, I'm going to cross the border because, of course, we can't do that in Texas. So we're going to cross the border, and I'm going to put these $200,000 bets all over the place, and let's see what happens. I mean, I don't know. Are the Bengals an underdog, really? Is Joe Burrow an underdog? I don't know. They beat the second-best team in the AFC twice in January. So I'm saying, I don't know, maybe he's on to something. Could be on to something. All right, speaking of not being on to something, I have to say, and of course we have the Man Cave coming up here on the show in our last segment, but Washington did the rename thing. And they dragged us through this, what they were going to call it, and fans got all excited and participated. It's the Washington Commanders. That's what they are now. So they've, I mean, what is that logo? What is that nickname going to be? I don't know. I said this in a previous show. I mean, in the world of, we're in dealing with so many other serious things, who cares about the nickname Commanders? But it just feels like an odd name, right? They decided on the Commanders with not a lot of back and forth over this. They, you know, that's it. They settled on a name. It wasn't a big ceremonial kind of thing, and then they finally released it. You know, there were other names like Presidents, Brigade, Red Hogs, please, Armada, Red Wolves, all that kind of stuff that kind of popped up. And they sifted through submissions by fans, 40,000 of them, that led to 1,200 name ideas. They got one from a six-year-old in Alaska, another from a great-grandmother whose family had watched every game for decades, and the Commanders is what they settled on. I mean, why not the Generals? You know, why not call them the Generals? But this is it. I mean, it's the Washington, you know, Washington Commanders. The Washington Football Commanders. Oh, my, oh, my. I guess you just get used to things, right? So this is it. The old name toppled finally after so much controversy, and this is what the new name now is going to be. And it's going to be strange in the beginning to hear the call of the games, right? The Commanders. The Commanders have a commanding lead right now. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, well, if that was the only thing we had to worry about, logos and names, wouldn't the world be a much better place? That's a wrap, as they say, in the business and for this segment. Anyway, coming up, we've got the Man Cave in our last segment, plus a conversation with Rob Murphy coming up next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A tornado in Hale County, Alabama has destroyed many homes, killed at least one person, and three are critically injured. Gloria Doss and her family own several homes and properties there.
I was very terrified. I was actually in the doctor's office and had to leave. I was very terrified.
The winter storm that's moving across the country brought snow and ice and power outages from Dallas to Little Rock. President Biden is claiming success after a counterterrorism operation, which was carried out in northwest Syria, killed a top leader in the Islamic State.
Our forces carried out the operation with their signature preparation and precision, and I directed the Department of Defense to take every precaution possible to minimize civilian casualties.
The president said the choice was made to send in special forces.
We made this choice to minimize civilian casualties.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden visiting a city that's still mourning the deaths of two police officers. He said that the federal government will do more to help fight gun violence. He added, the plan is a team effort to work more closely with communities and the police department. So far this year, six police officers in New York City have been shot.
It's enough. Enough is enough because we know we can do things about this, but for the resistance we're getting from some sectors of the government and the Congress and the state legislatures and the organizational structures out there.
Biden was visiting NYPD headquarters along with the U.S. Attorney General. He visited a school that's working with community programs to reduce violence. Much of the federal plan is working at expanding efforts that are already underway, including a major crackdown on gun trafficking between states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
One of the absolutely most fabulous cities, I think, on the face of the earth, for a conversation with Rob Murphy. And he's got a couple of interesting novels that I think you're going to love that we're going to talk about. Kingdom Come, and then his second one, Rotten to the Core. They're both very different, but there is one similarity, and we'll talk about that with Rob. Rob, thanks so much for coming on.
Kate, many thanks.
Well, first of all, I want to tell everybody that you have written both of these books, but you've worked for the UK government, which I think is interesting, for the past 40 years, and you can't tell us much because of clearance and secrets and all that kind of thing, but 40 years, you have seen some interesting eras of prime ministers and what the UK has gone through, haven't you?
Yeah, yes. I've seen the governments, governments change. I mean, I was the first. I joined just while James Callaghan was still Prime Minister, and of course Jimmy Carter was President in the USA. We've had Margaret Thatcher, John Major, then the government changed again. Tony Blair became Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, and then it changed again. We had the first coalition government since the Second World War for 5 years. Then since then, it's been, we've had two more prime ministers in Theresa May, and most recently Boris Johnson.
Yeah, wow. So we go to your writing, and did you always want to write novels? Did you always want to be a writer? Did you tinker around with that?
No, actually, I didn't, Kate. It was really late. You know, it was really late on that I decided to take up writing.
Wow. So you take it up and you write Kingdom Come. Tell us about Kingdom Come. What will we learn about in this novel? Where do you take us?
Well, I wrote it about 12 years ago, and it came out in 2011. At the time, oil was a commodity of great importance. You know, countries would literally go to war with each other over oil reserves because it was always the guarantor of wealth. And in Kingdom Come, it was the UK government, they've just come out of recession, and they suddenly found that they were sitting on almost a black gold mine in the shape of untapped oil deposits.
Wow.
However, the United Kingdom is not a single country, Kate. It's actually a union of four different countries.
Sure.
And in the last 40 years, the bonds that have been holding the union together have become a bit strained. I mean, the combination of different economic outcomes. I mean, for England, and particularly the South London and the South East of England, has soared ahead in wealth, and there was an increased feeling in Scotland, in Wales, that they had been bypassed. Northern Ireland is unique because for three decades they had the troubles there.
Wow. And so the premise is that if the United Kingdom has this amazing amount of oil, then that just brings you back to sort of supremacy or just being the jewel of what people envy out there in the world, right?
It is. And it stoked the fires of nationalism in both Scotland and Wales under Kingdom Come.
Yeah.
Made worse by the fact that the UK government tried to conceal the existence of the oil until elections had taken place and were thwarted because an unauthorised disclosure happened before the elections and led to nationalist governments getting into power.
Yeah. So when people read this novel, Kingdom Come, what do you hope they walk away with?
Ooh, that is an interesting one, Kate. But I think there's a certain amount that hubris and arrogance, can often lead to downfall.
I like it, and you're right. And the book is filled with that, and how the United Kingdom, just as a whole, seeing itself, and again that quest to be the jewel, so to speak, my way of describing it. But it's really interesting, I think, the journey that you take us on in the novel, without a doubt. Plus, the first female U.S. president, Catherine Whitney.
Indeed. Indeed. I chose her coming from Texas, and at the time, the USA had just finished a spell with a Texan president in the shape of George W. Bush. A fairly hardcore right winger, so there were likely to be conflicts with other countries, but within the USA, and particularly when Congress swung back towards the Democrats.
Yeah. Wow. Again, there's so much even there. There's so much meaty relationship, I think, connections in this book, the way different countries connect, et cetera, especially just obviously the United Kingdom. And again, the book is called Kingdom Come. Your next book is very, very different, Rotten to the Core, and it has to deal with the 2018 World Cup. Tell us about that.
Got the idea, Kate, about 7 or 8 years ago. it was, you know, there was a lot of belief in certain quarters that that bribery had been used to secure the World Cup for Russia. Now, many people might think that I'm having a go at Russia, but I can understand why they wanted the World Cup. They have only hosted one major sporting event in their lifetime before. That was the 1980 Olympics, which, if you remember, several countries in the Western world boycotted it because of the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. And they felt it was rather tarnished as a result.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And in this book, was it fun for you to examine that, to have the twists and plots, you know, that you put in it?
Yes, it was examining obviously the desire for Russia to hold the World Cup, the fact that they have been making a lot of headway with emerging, what they call emerging nations, and, getting the support from them. There was and for the rival England bid, there was clearly a desire of the government, of the government to try and secure the World Cup for England.
Oh, yeah. So are you a big footballer fan? And did this kind of make you think about that and think about, I'm going to write a story about this?
No, this really came. It was a combination that the English Soccer Federation were seriously considering boycotting the 2018 World Cup, Kate.
Right.
They felt that it was, it had been awarded on the, on the basis of bribes. And indeed, in 2015, the former U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch actually launched criminal proceedings against several members of the World Soccer Federation, if you remember.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Indeed, the USA's own representative was one of those indicted.
Oh yeah, it was a mess. In your book, there's lots of great detail, and I think it takes you to this moment where you say, "Wow, I mean, did people really realize what was happening underneath the surface?" And the answer is, I think some people did, but it really, to even straighten out all of the nonsense and the bribery and just the horrible setup, I think, with soccer and the state that it's in, I think there's still untangling happening, don't you?
Oh yes, it's not closed. Understand that Switzerland is planning to prosecute the former Secretary General of the World Soccer Federation, FIFA.
Yeah.
So it's far from over.
Yeah, far from over.
A woven subplot under which the European Soccer Federation was bribed to support what appeared to be a no-hoper bid from Scotland and Wales to stage the European Soccer Championships.
Yeah, that would be brilliant. Just forget it, right?
That would undermine England's bid.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah. It's so fascinating, and I could talk to you about that all day long. What do you hope people take away from reading Rotten to the Core?
Well, again, that arrogance and hubris often ends in disaster, as it does for the Secretary General of FIFA, who is murdered in the last chapter.
Yeah, exactly. We won't tell them everything about it, but yes, there is some really interesting, like I said, twists to the plot.
Yes, and once again, I'm highlighting the increasing internal tensions within the United Kingdom and the four countries making it up.
Yeah, wow. Rotten to the Core, I love it. Rotten to the Core and Kingdom Come. You can get both of these books on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. Rob, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Kate, it was a pleasure.
Hey,
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
And here in the man cave, of course, so much centers around the Olympics in Beijing. There still are problems with athletes testing positive for COVID, which means they are in or they're out, depending on the sport and when it's scheduled. USA had a big blow today. U.S. Women's Hockey's national team star Brianna Decker is out of the tournament. She left on a stretcher during the Americans' preliminary round. They won, beating Finland on Thursday, but with 10:58 left in the first period, she was, you know, was all tied up by a Finnish defender. Her left leg was trapped under her opponent's. They fell to the ice. Decker screamed, and they say you could hear it echoing through the empty arena. So obviously she was hurt. Medical staff on the ice. They immediately, as I said, got her out on a stretcher, but it's sickening and sad to see that happen. She's on crutches and she's walking with a boot on her left leg. She's going to have to watch the tournament from the sidelines because she's out now for the tournament. Too bad. Sad note in that sense, absolutely, for sure. Here's something coming up in the future that's worth mentioning. The IOC approved a couple of new sports for the 2028 Olympics. I mean, I know we're going through these Olympics right now, but it's always interesting to me to see how they decide what's coming next. Skateboarding, surfing, and sports climbing, that's big, have officially been added to the LA Olympics. And again, that's in 2028. How did they make these decisions? Well, the International Olympic Committee, what they do is they have an executive board meeting. They agree to a list of 28 sports or more. They did that back in December, and then they pick a few of them, and that's what they picked. So I think skateboarding completely makes sense, and surfing, I suppose, makes sense. Sports climbing is very big. How do they do it? I don't know what kind of walls they're going to set up, but a lot of people participate in that. So those are the big new sports that will be added in just a handful of years. All right, we jump to football. And, you know, there's this big lawsuit that's going on, and it was leveled by the former Miami Dolphins coach, Brian Flores. And Denver Broncos president of football ops, John Elway, said the allegations about him included in this lawsuit against the league and three teams are false and defamatory. The Broncos interviewed Flores for the team's head coaching job back in 2019. So he released a huge statement on Thursday. He was fuming in response to Flores' potential class action lawsuit against the NFL, which included the Dolphins, Giants, and Broncos, that was filed in the beginning of the week on Monday. So in the lawsuit, Flores and his representatives allege Elway and team CEO Joe Ellis showed up an hour late to the interview. They looked completely disheveled, he said, and it was obvious they had been heavily drinking the night before. He said that the Broncos interview was completely a sham and that the Broncos never had any intention whatsoever to hire him as a legitimate candidate for the job, that he was not a legitimate candidate. So John Elway, like I said, released a huge statement. Part of what that statement said was, for Brian to make an assumption about my appearance and state of mind early that morning was subjective, hurtful, and just plain wrong. If I appeared disheveled, as he claimed, it was because we had flown in during the middle of the night immediately following another interview in Denver, and we were going on a few hours of sleep to meet the only window that was provided for his interview. So there you go. We'll see where this lawsuit goes, but Elway was not happy with the way he was characterized, and other teams are obviously involved in this, and Flores is hoping that some more players will jump on this class action lawsuit as well. What's interesting about this upcoming Super Bowl is the prep, because you have that extra week in between for the Pro Bowl. And what's happening with Cincinnati, you know, they don't care about the cold because they're used to that in Ohio. They played in that weather. But now they're spending that time in L.A. That's where the Super Bowl is, at SoFi Stadium. So the team decided, what can we do to even the playing field? So they decided to practice indoors. I thought it might be a good idea. They're practicing inside the indoor bubble at the University of Cincinnati on that campus, which is, by the way, just a few miles north of the team's practice facility. They are doing that until they actually get on the plane, obviously, and go to L.A. It's the first time the Bengals have practiced indoors in three seasons under their coach, Zach Taylor. Taylor said it was a planned decision even before Winter Storm Landon, you know, that's what they're calling it, right, that just is roaring through, made its way across the Cincinnati area on Thursday. And this way, he says, it's warm weather that we're going to be in, so we should be inside practicing that way, because being outside doesn't do us any good, and if it's a distraction, it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever to do that. So there you go. It might be a good decision probably to do it. He's right. I mean, why do they need to be outside if that's not the kind of weather that they're going to play in? More allegations are surfacing about the now new team, Washington Commanders. So odd to say that. But the Washington Commanders owner, Dan Snyder, you know, has been being investigated. So a former employee, Tiffany Johnson, made these new allegations against the team owner on Thursday at a roundtable before the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. She said he placed his hand on her thigh without her consent at a team dinner, and that he pushed her toward his limousine with his hand on her lower back. She said, he left his hand on the middle of my thigh until I physically removed it. She described the incident in more detail outside of the limousine, Snyder's limousine. She said, the only reason Dan Snyder removed his hand from my back and stopped pushing me towards this limo was because his attorney intervened and said, Dan, this is a bad idea. I learned that I should remove myself from Dan's grip while his attorney was distracting him. So on this committee, you have Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney from New York, who is the committee chairwoman. She read from a letter by another former team employee, Jason Friedman, who corroborated her account of what happened there with Daniel Snyder. Snyder, in a statement, this seems to be big in the NFL on Thursday, released a statement late on Thursday afternoon, apologized again for past misconduct that took place in his organization, but denied the new allegations. So what he said was this: while past conduct at the team was unacceptable, the allegations leveled against me personally in today's roundtable, many of which are well over 13 years old, are outright lies. He said, I unequivocally deny having participated in any such conduct at any time, and with respect to any person, he said, Tanya and I will not be distracted by those with a contrarian agenda from continuing with the positive personnel and cultural changes that have been made at the team over the past 18 months and those that we continue to make both on and off the field. Now, by the way, the six former commanders, again, still odd to say that, employees who attended the roundtable and members of Congress pressuring the NFL and Commish Roger Goodell on Thursday to release a report about the team's history of sexual harassment and its sexist, hostile workplace culture. They said the team and Snyder have not been held accountable for their misdeeds. Now, there has been pressure for a long time, actually, to release it, but it doesn't look at any time soon that that is going to be released. So we'll see where this heads after this roundtable, if anything happens in light of what she said, the allegations that she made, and what some others are talking about that have surrounded that investigation. All right, this is a big death, although it's a life well lived. Hall of Fame coach Bill Fitch, who coached some of the NBA's biggest names and actually helped guide Larry Bird and the Celts to an NBA championship back in 1981, is dead at the age of 89. He was a two-time NBA Coach of the Year. He was actually named to the top 10 coaches of the all-time list when the NBA celebrated its 50 greatest players during their 50th anniversary. He was actually 10th all-time in wins among NBA coaches until Doc Rivers passed him in December of 2020. Fitch's daughter told Indiana Pacers coach Rick Carlisle that her father was surrounded by family when he died in Lake Conroe, Texas, the cause of death not immediately known. But again, a life well lived. In my career, at one point, I had a chance to talk to Bill Fitch. He was very personable. I remember not a lot of details about the interview. We were talking about the game when he coached, but he was very gracious and had a great sense of humor. So he was 25 seasons as an NBA head coach, and he certainly mentored countless players and coaches. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. It is 2022. Make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.